State Election Secretary Donald Palmer said localities by law must count their votes uniformly, but that Fairfax County did not follow the state board's guidance to reject unsigned provisional ballots.
And it appears that there was a number of provisional ballots that were accepted without a signature, or a signature was replaced after the fact. That's very concerning to the state board, and it's something that we'll be looking at in the weeks ahead.
Fairfax board member Steve Hunt said how very large jurisdictions carry out guidance will sometimes differ from small ones by necessity, but that the signature issue appears to be a difference of legal opinions as his board looked at the law.
It says there was a list of things that need to be there, and it talked about perjury, if any of it's incorrect. Our interpretation of the code was that it didn't necessarily say that you couldn't accept it if any of those were missing. It's just the fact that any of them were knowingly incorrect, then there was a penalty of perjury associated with it.
The state will soon undergo a recount of the razor-thin attorney general's election. Palmer said such provisional ballot issues are not usually considered during a normal recount process, but he said later this month the state board will discuss it further with the county. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.